Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere. And that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you.
Countless volumes have been written about the various benefits of serverless, a task made even easier by it being such a squishy, nebulous term that's come to mean basically whatever the author wants it to mean. This has been a boon for AWS's product teams who've gone from creating services that are clearly serverless, such as DynamoDB, Route 53, IAM, and others, to instead slapping the serverless moniker on things that are clearly not very serverless at all, like OpenSearch and Aurora. One service that is very clearly serverless is Lambda, AWS's function as a service. It epitomizes the best of a moving target with respect to what defines serverless. It scales down to zero, you only pay for what you use, it's massively event-driven, and at least in theory, AWS manages the care and feeding of the service, so the only thing you have to worry about is your own business logic. Unfortunately, as of this recording, AWS has apparently gone out for lunch and forgotten to return for several quarters to fulfill their part of the serverless bargain. AWS Lambda has various supported runtimes, which are language-specific function environments that include various versions of supported programming languages. The one I want to talk about today is the language runtime I spend the most time working with, Python. Version 3.10 of the Python programming language was released to general availability in October of 2021. Now, as I record this, in the closing hours of February of 2023, there have been 10 further releases of the 3.10 major version. Python 3.10.10 is the current generally available branch of Python 3.10. Python 3.11 was released to general availability in October of 2022. With its current stable version, as of this recording, because I'm not going to go back and edit this thing every few weeks, of version 3.11.2 released in early February of 2023. Python 3.12 is the version that's currently in development. I bring this up not because I've passed the keyboard over to everyone's favorite vampire, Sesame Street's Count Von Count, to indulge his love affair with counting programming language versions, but rather because the current state of the art of Lambda's managed Python runtime is version 3.9 and has been since August of 2021. This has gone from, okay, it's taking a bit of time, to folks actively having to do extra work to make up for AWS's lack of velocity on keeping current with Python. A GitHub issue asking for Python 3.10 support started off very politely and reasonably in December of 2021. It got slightly more heated in May of 2022 when Python 3.9 entered the security-only portion of its life cycle. In just over a month from when this publishes, Python 3.10 will itself enter the security-only lifecycle phase and is tracking to not have had an officially supported Lambda runtime at all during its moment in the sun.
This episode is brought to us by our friends at Chaos Search. Chaos Search transforms Amazon S3 in your account into a search and SQL analytical database with unlimited data retention. That's right. Just stream your data into your existing S3 storage, connect it to Chaos Search, and voila! You can instantly use the built-in OpenSearch dashboards or the Elastic and SQL APIs to achieve best-of-breed observability, create a security data lake, and gain deeper application insights. Chaos Search reduces your existing analytics costs by at least 30%, and in many cases, 80% of your current costs. Companies like Equifax, Blackboard, Armor, and more are all using Chaos Search to deliver better, faster insights at a fraction of their prior solutions' cost. Chaos Search has revolutionized big data analytics, so visit chaossearch.io today to see how they can help you, and tell them I sent you just because I enjoy watching people flinch.
I'm not bringing this up because I'm looking to taunt AWS about things out of a misplaced sense of pettiness. If I wanted to play those games, I'd simply point out that Amazon Linux 2022 is still in the release candidate stage and has been relabeled to Amazon Linux 2023 in the hopes that nobody notices just how far behind schedule it is. That would be petty, because it's ultimately AWS's own distribution of Linux, and they can release it when they're damn well ready to. Lambda is different. It's an AWS manages the moving parts for you service. That's how it was presented. That is the explicit contract AWS has made with us in the spirit of the shared responsibility model. Python 3.11 is on average 25% faster than its predecessor, with a host of enhancements and changes to the language. I personally have had to refactor code to run on Python 3.9 so that I could turn something into a Lambda function. There is nothing particularly special about Python that would explain this delay. Google Cloud Functions and Azure Functions both support Python 3.10. A number of folks in the GitHub issue I mentioned a minute ago have reported success along with instructions to build a custom runtime that supports modern Python versions as well. It's clear that there's no technical blocker preventing AWS from supporting the language, leading me to the conclusion that it's instead either a lack of leadership or a lack of will, which effectively reduces down to the same thing. We've been able to use custom runtimes ourselves for a while, and via the magic of Docker container images, we can basically make Lambda run whatever the heck we want it to. Unfortunately, building our own Python runtimes at home isn't sustainable as a customer. We'd all be universally signing up for a massive pile of work, as we'd be taking on the burden of keeping those runtimes patched and updated ourselves. The LTS version of Ubuntu uses Python 3.10. AWS's major competitors all support Python 3.10 at a minimum. It's long past time for AWS to either ship the language runtime customers are quite reasonably clamoring for, or else offer a better transparency than the "we're working on it" stonewalling that we've gotten for over a year. AWS Lambda's value proposition was and remains that it removes undifferentiated heavy lifting for customers. Please lift this heavy, undifferentiated burden for us.